Yeah.
Right?
Well, they're not real. We used to find weeds. I mean beads.
Beads,
when you weed the garden.
This year it's good to have the scissors.
Good, good fertilizer, huh?
Yeah, have the scissors.
The best.
And they look like they just used slates for to put the dead people in.
Oh, ik denk dat ik hem mag niet
putten. Dus kijk het goed doen.
Ah,
goeie onwaardigheden, goed doen is kort te gaan. De pachter had ook een gegeven. Ja, want ik zie mij ook in al die ammoniak. Sleetrok. Kan ik zo goed doen? Zoek Iloani. Ich möchte da aber gar nicht mehr kennen, wie ich die Kobatte habe. Ich meine, ich möchte nicht mehr kommen, in een warme toekomst. Museumen.
Ach, een koch in mijn leven.
Ja.
Oh, dear.
Want how many years old that he was. Nobody knew.
Yeah.
Nobody talked about it. There was a grave before.
Yeah.
So. I wonder how they buried him sitting down.
That was their way, I suppose.
Broek naar waar de kerstmaai erupted. De ash was dat ik, you know. Voor het settled down to that, you know. When there's lots of ash dropped. Kodiak en de Pogonek. Weather brought it in. Ja. Brown, het kom ook zo misschien.
Yes,
the soil was brown.
Yes.
Yeah, then the white covered it, make it white again. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, my mother was. Let's see, she was born in 1898, and by 1912 should have been what, 13, 14 years old. Mm-hmm. She said they were in Malina Beach that summer.
Uh huh. 1912.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She said it was dark for three days and three nights.
Mm-hmm.
Must have been scary for them.
Yeah. Navy base book. Got when he's called him for Domak in the camp, Hexter's house, Domak put him in the Mahal and Kawhwell. I read all the histories before. They knew what it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Made out of ivory. I took the books to the found that one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They were from neighbor in the that their husbands are waiting but commotion on the gun. Not fire had it, you know. I couldn't allow that they have to go back to the base. And because the base was the square. It was back in Palakwan, you know, with the jags on them. I got to the street and what had stuck it to me. I had no interest of looking around like that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. To me, it's nothing for them. Now it's great. You find something, it's important. Yeah. Because they're writing a book on, you know, farm by home with the farm and all that stuff, you know, history book.
When you came to, was there any other people living here besides Nekrasovs?
No, just Nekrasov, I remember.
Crockett family.
Yeah. She was a little bit of a little bit of a little bit of a
little
Well, like a pixel.
Uh-huh.
Look at Salyon, net. A hainach to be. Can you shake a look at that? If you can't have a bit of a look in that, it's clear. Say a bit of a look at it, it's a chick. I almost a little bit of a chill. She knew about herbs.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
She knew what's good for certain ailment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like I remember that the folks brought my brother here for medical attention. They had to bribe him. He didn't want to come, and they told him they'd buy him a sled because he had a problem with his hip for some reason. I don't know what it was. And then, didn't they call that place Iyak? Iyat? Yeah, that cliff past the river?
By the creek there, outside that little knoll there.
Yeah, Iyak.
They call it Iyak.
Yeah, yeah. And Polly was their granddaughter, right?
I wonder why they named it like that.
I don't know. Yeah. Why they call
must
it?
Be something must have happened there before.
There is artifacts along the river there too, right?
Oh, yeah, the first digging I saw, Dennis took me up there, across the creek.
Yes.
Hard to know this.
Yes.
How do you know that the people lived over there?
Yeah, Pat and I noticed.
Quite a way down, they found the Knechwet Chit. Where they dug. They found what they call rings over there, beads and stuff like that. They found. Yeah. We suddenly talk about like that, you know. It's out of a dream.
Yes, really.
We didn't know nothing.
Uh-huh.
Now it's coming up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's interesting. Interesting, yeah. So, I think when the Russian colony came here to the island, like Kodiak, Afognek, they spread all over, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like them guys over there, you know, live here and there, you know. Pretty soon they spread all over Alaska, from Bless Harbor on down. They got Orthodox Church there too, Bless Harbor. Yeah, I seen it when they were there. 1928 they was there. Bath Church.
Uh,
I didn't know their language. Well, they took different languages, not like us. Our language was off from theirs. So we would play pool one time.
Uh-huh.
Play pool. I guess I had beads or something. Then I come to my head. They didn't know, I understand a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Some words. You know.
Uh-huh.
Chupaja, that means I let it go. Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew what they meant.
Uh-huh.
Chupaja.
What does that mean? Chupaja?
Chupaja. What does that
mean? That means that blow something, you blow off something.
Your breath? Chupaja.
Chupaja. See, things like that sometimes I think what other people say, Norwegian seems to talk to me Norwegian.
Uh-huh.
And pretty soon I start answering, you know, and answer right to.
Uh-huh.
That's what they told me. Like, first thing you learn, tableware.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Fork, almost like fork.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And knife is knife. Knief is nice. Things like that, you know. I learned quite a bit, but nobody speaks Norwegian, so you have no interest, you lost your interest. Russian, though, I forgot. I spoke Russian. That's what Mama spoke to us, Russian all the time. How I learned what by playing with the kids, my size, they talked to me in Aleut.
Mm-hmm.
Seemed like we knew what we were playing for, you know, and then we catch on.
Mm-hmm.
And that way I learned little at a time. And pretty soon the old guys used to take me out hunting, you know, and it seems like I caught on right away what this and that word means.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon it was my language.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just being amongst them. Yeah. Never knew how to talk in other to speak. Never knew in Russia or American either.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to learn American language first,
mm-hmm.
before I started writing Mama, Papa.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
See me Mama, school, see me Papa.
preschoolers, yeah. First thing Mama, Papa. Yeah. Like that day, yeah, a little bit. Только американцев не восхищих, but. They look what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Some of them done.
Too many languages mixed.
Этот мальчик хорошо по-русски говорит.
Кто?
Uh-huh.
Я не знаю.
Я знаю так. Немножко только.
Болтайщика. Я вот болтающика.
Язык без косте болит, что не надо, they used to say.
Что?
Язык без косте болит, Choninada, the tongue without a bone. Yes, it is because they Choninada.
Too funny.
The tongue without a bone.
The tongue, yeah. Idle talk, gossip, Moli Choninada. Never tires.
Yeah. I talked with the Russian guy, Mike Cook, in all that matches.
Yeah.
From there.
Oh, what was he saying?
We see our places. And I told him, I'm Russian, you know, when I met Gara. He was surprised. Somebody told me in Port Lyons that that guy told him that I talk in Russian. He didn't know that I speak in Russian. But they told him that Bespetrikov, he know Russian language. Little, you know.
Oh, yeah, little.
I'm forgetting, I'm forgetting.
Taknivnoga. Do you know that song they used to sing, Afonilukin used to sing in Russian? Do you know the words to it?
No. He used to sing while we were drinking, you know. Him and I, he started singing in Russian. But I don't know if he understood it to himself or they read Russian, like your dad. They read Russian. They went to Russian school.
But and then they also read Slavonic too. In church.
And when I went to Russian school, Father Gerasim came coming, you know, from someplace, Europe, someplace, San Francisco or someplace. He knocked us, going to build a new school, a Russian school. And by the time we had to quit, because they knocked it down, they were going to put a new building for Russian school. And hard times came. Depression. He used up the money in church money, you know, and well, he needed money to make his living. And he got short and he moved to Rizinki. So Russian school that they built it out of trees, you know, huge trees like they used to. And the frame was up. He sold the frame to Myers. Not the guy that owned the Fred Myers. His son was named Fred. I thought it was his store for a while, but a different Fred Myers. Well, that way we didn't have school. When we used to go to American school first, and in the afternoon, about 2:30, they let us out, go to a Russian school, and learn my A, B, W, J, G, ABCs first. Deacon was our
teacher.
Deacon, your
great
uncle.
Great uncle.
That's all I learned, you know, and I forgot all about the alphabet. I started, Mama used to get them, gazette, they call them,
newspapers.
From Russia, written in Russian. And they read them and pronounce them. I was good because I spoke it. I was good at pronouncing the words, you know, and I forgot them just as fast as I learned them.
A, B, W, G, D, J, C, E, E, K, L, M, N, and then, from there I could tell,
Like me, you started learning too.
I went to Russian school when Prisotsky was there. Father Prisatsky.
So can you read it?
I could read some, very little. And then my grandmother taught me the Slavonic. It's as buki veli glaholi as chveti silosinia. Ije I kako ljudi mišleti, and that's all I remember.
Never forgotten though, huh?
Yeah. If you are Savonian, you could have understood that.
Oh, Afoni used to say, Yaskora Tibeta.
Yeah.
I'll forget you pretty soon.
That was a pretty tune. They said it was long. I wish I knew the words to it.
I always remember Sergei, your brother, Julie, Mama, when your dad read the Bible, Mom must have tried to listen. She couldn't make out what he was reading about. So when they went home, she asked Sergei,
Mama.
She didn't understand. I said, I used to just sit and laugh at them when they kind of argued.
Oh, gosh.
And then, like, we used to go blueberry picking. Papa must have told your papa, una pituita, doctor, I don't, you know, get much berries. Tuki kena.
Eating the blueberries.
Papa, which I bought a thing on us, but pituiling.
Your dad and my grandfather, they used to race the beach to the beach, I guess, after Rogala.
Yeah.
To Pachshualu to get.
What's Tupa?
Driftwood.
Oh.
Sometimes I think of those big northeast winds we used to have. Kamiushin at Huspan.
Yeah. That's the only thing I don't miss about a fog, that is the waves. And then Andrei Hulke Ede Duskakti.
Yeah.
Babushka Piyut Kajan to Shedjanyanun Shwachtot Kitanga. Ein Rachswachu. Hungu Dachali. Pijim stum shoot a hago chumi achnat elastiling ut in a pantalones. That was Umiuka Wai Babushka Pito Kulyahaning it.
Oh, gosh. And the women you
were... Panties are broken pantalons.
A babushka, deduska, argued deduska, babushka, deduska, pika. Huita goma pechlanga to kuma pantalonaka. A pantalonaka tanknak to trabat hunta. Going up to him, pantalonaka tanknak to trabat hunta.
The women used to wear long dresses, and now that style is back.
Papa, but the Fiona and Google Alexander to Alec Tanisk. They had a red dress, quite a few girls. I remember Marie Lawrence and Nettie actually, white dicky, almost to your ankle, that style. Fiona and Shoshan Papam took my tuchy. Chopping back when I could. Fiona Tanger put the back, oh, we could have a mink. But why you see him hit one my own rip, looking. So I'm going to be Jacob, oh, we could have a mink.
I wonder why he did that. You know, one time Flora and I were walking home after school, and she took me into your house to show me her red dress. Yeah, and that's the one he chopped.
Yeah.
Keep her home, maybe.
Yeah, I guess he didn't want her to go to the dance.
Make her so upset.
During depression, hopscotch that had different ones would get called home to eat. When would I do more? Should I wear mama after mama died? Knochkina da man da un picture. Kerosin hina da lidige chlugu. Awa uda gale kohlug. Ta mini chagayma givang na kuri samag da. There wasn't a thing. You know what we did? We just drank hot water and went to bed. Nothing to eat. Papa na kurahtal hanat nunga shagan gulunin nita mani shakshalu. Not a thing, not even.
Where did Unga Shakangut live?
You know where the Johnny Nelson go that house below?
Government house?
Yathani to whom Unga Shakatasha. The water Achtasha good Paluha Doka Dagam Dayuno, our gardens, Unga Shaga. Kina chori ma kanitik pitu maglo niteyo rosving to anga korving for tadanga pekto dashi palak chen kana haluni ungasha na na tungasha kaniti nashta malo ka tengo korving for tengo rosving tadanga pekto But it wasn't far from where we lived, you know. But I ran down to check it all. Gone with my lunch.
See, Tona Umbiaknidaga. I remember Annana used, when I came to Annana and Jenny lived in that.
Yeah, where Ungashaka lived.
Oh, that's where he lived. Mm-hmm.
And then above there, Greenka and good.
Yeah, Greenka, yeah. And Greenka.
Loginika. Mugabhtakit Katya Shinak.
I'm Katya Bihunguda.
Yeah.
And then after Logan died, he died cod fishing. Did he go cod fishing and never came back?
No, that's a white guy.
Oh.
He used to live by bookings on this side. On the, how do you call it?
The
rocks.
Migulingwat. Yeah.
He lived over there.
Oh.
And he went out fishing and wind come up offshore, wind blow him out.
Oh.
Never come back.
How sad. But anyhow, after Logan died, Alappa married her. And he came from Katmai, didn't he? Alappa?
Yeah, from Perryville.
Oh.
Perryville. Along Katmai there.
And he told Margie away for Takuma Pitch. He wanted to get married.
Uh-huh.
For chaining to Tupuru. What else did he say? Chaining to Tupuru.
Who was that?
Alappa.
Oh, I don't remember.
Margie, they used to call her.
Oh.
Margie. Away but that I pull my piatok to get married.
Because that was no link. I quick one at a shulunaka.
I remember we were in music for some reason and then when he got married to Kulina.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he said, I The moi hoit kalunut kisku ma shuluna shina kaluan.
He told me the same thing.
Yeah.
No, my luck shugu chali when we were fixing that plant shack. All he did was help me with a car to take it from where we used to live before to that plant shack. And when he went to Portland's maternal, he didn't do a thing, he just helped me with a car to take it. That's all he did.
And then he told Mama, no engagement ring. Oh. In case in case she thought he was pregnant when they got married and he didn't know.
Oh.
And then I think they suffocated the baby.
Oh,
they had the baby sleep between them.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Poor thing. him and Einar used to stay with us. Now I don't remember, but Mama used to tell me when their dad would go hunting, he'd leave Einar and Gus with Mama.
Oh.
Uh-huh. The folks used to say they used to have a church meeting on the 14th of October, and the next day the men would get ready and go hunting, you know. And then I suppose they'd come back for Russian Christmas, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Times have changed, huh?
Yeah.
No, gunshu patam, not hun. Yeah, I mean, mukhun kachali hunter trapping khateta khadana danger beam kitka hun. To go come for holidays. Where is Kangshok?
They walk up to this place to Danger Bay.
Oh, wow.
And some guys pick them up from Brzezinski, they know they'd be there at a certain time. For Christmas. Serga.
Panamariap.
And somebody else. One guy. Katelnikov.
Oh, yeah.
Hike over.
Kinwood, but I'm not going to. One guy must have slid. All the moss came down. I wonder what it was.
Mica, they used to call it.
Oh, yeah.
Mica. Mica.
Uh-huh. They used it for heaters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Grow on the land, yeah.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Mm-hmm. I always remember Knutsen when they had a meeting at school. You people, land is rich, but you people don't know it. Well, like trees, gold, and all that. Your land is rich, but you people don't know it. I watched them once, Nanishu. They were panning gold. Ronkan Fred, I guess, but just little pieces of gold.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then one time we were at a Belmont, some guys came in and they started talking to me. I said, did you ever go to a church in Sitka? I said, no, but we visited what they called was Matushka. He said, if you ever go to Sitka, go to that church. Everything is solid gold. The cross, the top of their Bible, and then their frame, solid gold. But the church burnt.
I never heard the Russians had discovered the gold up here.
No, I never.
Where did from their place, Russia?
I
can't.
Yeah.
They met the brother from their place.
Yeah.
Russia. Mm-hmm. They must have
been. They were Russia. Mostly after the sea otter, you know.
Yeah.
Sea otter time. Так что чули нюхтал хеда. Gold coins to the corner where they're gonna put the boshenka before they build that. They used to put the coin for good luck. And then some starost. Now, I used to see the little trail like when there would be ice on the lake when we go to school. Little trail, and there was a cluster of trees. And then further up,
where was this?
A Fognak. That stars, he must have took that candle money in 5-gallon can and buried it up there someplace. Oh no, I used to see the little trail, Tamarta Hrunichali. Well, I didn't know, you know, I didn't think anything after that. I don't remember who told me that. And then he got a stroke, he couldn't talk, and he died. Hmm. The money, they said, was buried up there someplace. Church money, nickels, dimes, and gold money and all that.
They had rules or regulations of when they were sea otter hunting. People hated to donate to the church, you know, off the pocket. So they made it 10% out of each dollar they make to the church, whether they like it or not. So all that money, where it went to? All gold pieces. The guy that tended to that money, He paralyzed, got deaf, couldn't talk, couldn't hear, and he couldn't say where the money was. So it's hidden someplace. Mm. In a fallen.
Oh, I name Anach.
Gold, though, gold is heavy. You know, it made me weigh down a bit. You know.
Probably.
Yeah. So. They never found where he kept them. Never told anybody, because if he told, somebody would steal them, you know. But he never spoke about it.
Mm-hmm.
Only thing they knew that one man was tending to that money. Every time people go to church and donate, you know, buy candles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That money goes there, pile up, you know, goes there. Because they didn't have banks. They didn't know banks.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. They kept their money. So was Ashpur, Oscar's dad,
mm-hmm.
Peterson. He had, you know, what he made, gold money. He had it hidden in Old Ugarik, their village. Some place in the woods, they never found it.
No, I just heard about it. And I used to try to ask her, she wouldn't say. She not the way to go, a spur of maki iwan.
Only way is the Geiger counter.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you want to hear. Maybe you could spot them then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's hard to find things without.
Yeah, right.
It. Yeah.
Pita ka, we should get Geiger counters.
Ah,
yeah.
Over.
Yeah. Go around the island.
Four of us.
For us. Take a picture when I get some knuckle.
We discovered them. Alan couldn't find his money. Uh-huh. And they said, I bet Sutran Kotran Ilwani. You know.
Uh-huh.
Kino Lakshima Danaska Royka no Lakshum. Let's go and dig Mishka. Get a git of good, you know, dig. Let's go and dig Mishka's grave.
A foolish too, they didn't find his money.
A foolish who?
Lucky.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Retirement money, you know, Social Security.
Oh, yeah.
He never used it. Christina, what she gets, her, she used to buy groceries and their needs, you know.
Oh, that's right. A foolish would just get that money.
A foolish would just get And when he died, they never found that money. Christine said that, Christine told us that they never found the money.
They must have been stingy, yeah?
Rabim Alexander Tamachchek Ategun.
Ranich that trick. I don't want to look. I don't want to go look this.
Uh-huh.
Be master, just accountant.
Oh, yeah.
A fucking like a corporation accountant, yeah.
Oh, they hope are we going to get paid for going to tell about the Fortnack stories? Who pays us? Only Nuchtok, oh me, oh good. Then I'll stay as long as I can. Kagutin, Rabin and Kinamshin is gonna ask us. They want to know about a Fortnack. We have to tell them, you know, how we used to live in a Fortnack. Those kind of stories they want to know. And then we get paid $100 a day. Well, if you don't pay me, I'm not going.
First of all,
we didn't have any electricity over there. We didn't have any running water. At least we had a creek on our side. But I'm after the Tagana though, you know, above your place you guys used to have a well. That's where we used to get the water. Mm-hmm. Other side people used to have wells.
Mm-hmm.
The
creek used to get milky.
Oh yeah.
Milk eggs, you know.
We used to drink from our well then.
Mm-hmm. Was not healthy to drink.
They had a well.
Across
the lake.
And then
I mean the road.
By Ellison's there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Kulu umyakane.
Kina.
Kulu.
Kulu no umyakni daka.
They used to
Did she live where Polly and Nikki lived? Kulu? In that area?
It was across the creek. Remember where we used to live?
Oh,
that
yeah.
Old house. That
was their house.
Oh, was it?
Yeah,
oh,
my twist
house.
Yeah. Anyhow, everybody here went up to the creek.
Oh, yeah.
Get drinking water in. And somebody reported Kulu used to dump all the garbage what she had
the creek.
And in the creek.
Oh, my.
And so it drift out.
Yeah.
And people down below. drinking it. And somebody reported that that's when they made another creek above, from above, Shobizah was.
That's a smaller one. Yeah, smaller one. I remember, yeah. Yes.
That, they started using that creek away from her garbage dump.
Oh, I see. I remember that little creek. Yeah,
one time.
And then,
she dirtied the creek too much. She dirtied all people drinking it, you know.
Yeah, right.
All that stuff, you know, drifting out. Mm-hmm. And somebody noticed different kind of dirt drifting out. You know, they started making another creek.
They made a creek. Extended
to the creek, so it ran separately.
And then Falstead used to live above that little creek. And who else?
So that's where we.
Strickler and Falstead.
Jen and Gugu. After that, Jen and Gugu would go move. Yeah, and then when they left, you know, we bought that house.
And what was the name of that old man that lived there? He had a groat on his neck?
His name was...
No.
Adam John. Norwegian name. Adam.
Oh, Anahok, they used to call Anahok. Him. Johnson.
Johnson,
Johnson.
And then there was Falstead and then Strickler.
Yeah.
He had a tumor here.
Must have.
Yeah.
And then Alikshika used to live not far from there,
Well, Green Kangood lived above Anahwak too. There was a little house. I one time Kulu came to our house and to Freddy. Freddy, kid, Ulika Taya Shaga, Chagak, Hachak Sikali. I don't know what language she was talking. Chagak, Hachak, Ulikin.